Thank you for calling Red & Company Fine Jewelers. How may I help you?
Good morning. It's Emily. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Emily. You sound much better.
Yes, getting there. Slowly but surely, but getting there.
Oh, good.
Yes, yes. I was hoping to catch Red real quick before he got slammed.
Let me see if I can find him. I don't see him, but let me see if I can find him. Hold on.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Hello?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You still sound like shit, by the way.
I know, but I'm getting there. Almost there.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. It's just taking its time to work itself through.
Yeah.
It's all good, though. I was following up on a couple things. Did you ever get a chance to talk to Debbie? I know she's been trying to call you about the event.
No, honey.
Okay.
I know I got a text from her or email. Okay. Yeah, or an email or something.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah,
yeah, she's just finishing up the final stuff for, like, the hotel and all that stuff, so.
Yeah. Did she call? No, I got an email. I didn't see that she never called
okay.
me. Well, at least she never called the cell phone. I don't know.
No, I told her to call your cell phone.
No.
After
no,
she
and I know.
Get a hold of you on the store, I'm like, yeah, it's because you guys are slammed.
I know I got a call from my buddy, I think the other day.
Oh, Dominic?
Dominic, yeah.
What?
It was like at the end of the day. I'm like, I don't
oh,
feel
geez.
Like talking. Just take a message, you know. So I don't even know what he wants.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Huh. Okay.
Yep. What does Debbie want?
She just wanted to go through the like logistics of get like for the hotel
oh.
and all that.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys, they're doing a winery on Saturday instead of just, like, a dinosaur barbecue. They're trying to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys want to do the winery as well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll be up there. I think, when are we coming up there? Saturday, right? Or Friday? I don't even know.
Saturday,
yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think the winery is, I think, like, 4. I don't know. I'll get the exact time, but, you guys are coming usually, what, in the early afternoon, like 1, 2 o'clock, right?
if I take the right way, we should be there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Don't go the wrong way this time.
No, yeah. So we usually leave about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah. You'll be here by noon, like, then.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah,
like
so.
Okay.
Yep. So,
gotcha.
But, yeah.
And then you guys are, what, staying till like, Monday morning, Monday afternoon?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we usually do, so.
Okay.
Yep.
It's just you and Lisa coming, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So,
and you guys don't have any food allergies, right, or any restrictions?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Perfect. All right, I'll give her all that logistics stuff.
Yeah.
I thought she was calling about.
Yeah, same hotel, right?
Yeah, same hotel.
Yeah.
And actually, we're doing it a little bit different. So instead of being in our building all day, most of it's going to be at the Marriott.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different. Thanks, Garrett. So it'll be a little bit different there. And then I think you'll like Raul. Raul's cool. It's like a mastermind, like CEO type stuff. But Mike had us do it right before COVID. It was actually really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then the other thing I want to catch up with you, too, did your 2-carat radiant guy ever came in?
I'll send him back on Monday. I'll wait for the weekend. I'll send
that's
him
fine.
Back on Monday.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No.
But the other one, yeah,
that's the one
that one's done. Yeah, I'm sorry. That one's done.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking, yeah, that one's done.
Yeah, the bigger guy, I knew you were waiting for him, so that's
not available. But, that one's done. The earrings are done. So,
which one? The mounted pair or the loose?
No, the loose. Yep,
okay.
The loose. She said the other ones were too big. They were too big on her ear.
Too big.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Yep, they just can't. They're getting set now. So.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Perfect.
Yep. So, but yeah, the other one, the three carat one. I don't know. It's just, you know, I thought, you know, we had a good report. I know. I went to school with his dad.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not sure if he's just blowing me off now. You know. I think he wants just a feeling guy. He wants a flawless stone for the price of
right.
He wants a 3-carat flawless for the price of a 2-carat. You know what I mean? It's just not
right.
gonna happen.
No.
I'm like, if you could find a good lock, say to you, I don't waste my
right.
time. I got you 4-3 stones. You know, you could choose from, and
right.
you know, so yeah.
You know that 250 would have been awesome for him then.
I know. That's why. I'm like, dude. I mean, come take a look at it. You know. He's like, yeah.
Right.
You know. So I don't know. So I'm not gonna waste my time anymore. I call you 3 times. If after the 3rd time you don't
that's on you.
Respond, I'm done. I move on. I don't have time to fucking waste. You know. So yeah, I really don't. I don't have time. That's why I tell my girls, listen, after 3 times, if you keep trying. After the 3rd time, just move on. I said, you know. And we're not gonna get all of them, you know.
No.
Unfortunately, you know, if you get all the sales that walk into your store, you're a superhero, but you're not gonna do that,
right.
You know.
Right.
I learned one thing, man. You know, it's like even when I was at K Jewelers, the guy goes, he goes, get 10% of the people that walk in your store. If you get 10% in your store and you sell 40% of them, he goes, you're a hero. He goes,
true.
He goes, that's what you got to look at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He goes, you're not going to get every single person. He goes, you try and it doesn't work. You just move on, you know?
Don't waste
your energy on people. So,
I mean, it's the same thing even on my end, too. It's like,
it's
different because it's a memo. We're mainly memo, you know? I mean,
right.
like, we do stock, too, but this is the only, like, business where you strike out more than you win. But you it's a numbers game. It's different, you know. It's way different than what most sales are. It's like most people try to aim for that 80 to 90%. With us, it's typically, 10 to 20% maybe you get?
Yeah, you can. You know, like,
they can't.
Like I tell people,
it doesn't always
you know, like, I tell people, like, you know, there's a lot of, you know, he goes, there's a lot of diamond houses you could deal with and stuff like that. I'm like, what? I'm gonna chase everybody here to save fucking 5% or 10%. I'm like, fuck it. It's not worth it to me.
No.
I said, you know, build one good relationship with somebody and just keep building on it. I'm like, fuck that. You know, I'm like, believe me, I could get a lot of, there's a lot of fucking, you know, a lot of diamond vendors that come see me, you know, and I'm like, I don't want to waste, you know, and most of them, they're calling you next day. Did you sell it? I'm like, dude, I just got the fucking diamond, you know. You're asking if I sold it. I just got it. I didn't even show it yet, you know. So I get turned off by that. You know, just give it to me, and if I sell it, you know, it's fine. If I don't sell it, I'll send it back, you know.
Right.
But, you know, you can't build a relationship on one diamond, at a, you know, so.
No.
Yep. So.
You get it.
Nope,
and more people are becoming that way, though, to be honest. Like, I'm hearing it more and more. People are trying to refine their vendor list is what I keep
You know, like I just had a guy that I buy an anniversary ring. Every time he comes in here, I put an order in. We do well with his stuff. And then he comes here last week, you know, he's a day late, you know. And I'm like, dude, I still owe you a lot of money, you know, you just yelled at me that, you know, I'm not paying enough and you want me to buy more? I'm like, no, I'm not buying anymore. Let me pay this down first before I order more.
Right.
And I've been dealing with this guy for 10 years, and he's just kind of turned me off. You know, you want me to buy, you know, but the stuff doesn't sell as fast as you think, you know. I'll buy, but
can't
the stuff doesn't sell as fast. You know what I mean? Like, dude, just relax. You know, you've been with me. I never missed a payment with you. I said, now all of a sudden you want me, you know, all of a sudden you're worried about, your bill is big, but you want to come here and sell me. Like, makes sense.
Right.
You know, so
it's
I'm like, no, I'm not buying.
It's the balance that they don't, sometimes people don't understand the balance of it.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
I get it.
You know, yeah.
I get it.
So. But I talked to, what's his name last week, did he tell you?
Who?
Oh, my God. Huh?
Sam?
Yeah, I talked to Sam. I guess you guys bought a wedding band company or
Sam and Mike Cardona.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So he's like, I'm going to put some stuff together, send it to you. Okay. He goes, what do you think? I'm like, I don't know. Whatever you want. You know, he goes, yeah. He goes, I think you'll like him. Okay, whatever.
I think so. What he did well with that, I don't know too much about it, but I, from one, because we talked about it when we were, because I traveled with him to Colorado. And I think what he did well with this is the fact that it's a certain way it's made.
Yeah,
and then,
it's starstruck. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the turnaround part of it. And then also the fact that he looked to see from multiple stores that because he visits stores every week at this point, he looked to see what was the main seller in almost every single one of the stores, and there's a consistency within those. So he took what those number one sellers are and kind of made it around this.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
something that's more consistent and not just random ass bands, you know?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
I mean.
And he said he's gonna put the. He said, send me your logo. I'll put your logo inside the store, inside
oh,
the tank,
cool.
too. I'm like, oh, cool, yeah.
Yeah, that'll
so,
be awesome.
Yep,
it'll be
yep,
more branded
so.
To you.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I'm thinking, like, there's a lot of people that I, you know, I'm trying to, the more you guys do, the more I, like, it seems like I'm, you know, going with, like, you know, like you said, redefine your vendors list. Yep.
Yes. Yep.
You know what I mean? So the less I could buy from somebody else and I buy from you guys, you know, the
yep.
more I buy from you guys, you know. So,
yep.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. Trust me, I do.
Yeah. You can't keep buying from everybody, you know what
you
I mean?
You can't.
So,
and honestly, the more I'm having conversations with people about it, because obviously, you know, I mean, I've been here almost 13 years now. I don't want to sit here and, I mean, I prospect every day. I have new accounts I work with every day, but sometimes it's like I want to focus on the people that I do core business with. I don't want to sit here and keep doing all this craziness. And so the people that I do have, I'm actually myself redefining my own list. I'm getting rid of people and narrowing down my own stuff. And then I'm also having more of these conversations with people about actually more partnerships versus just, okay, I want to sell you a diamond here and there. Like, it's not worth it.
Yeah,
I'm more of a relationship person.
You can't chase a guy that's only going to buy two diamonds from you.
No.
You know?
And there's always people that always bring in, like, 50 people stones in, you know? It's like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice to put my hat in the ring, yes, there's got to come to a time where, I mean, you can't do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Because Plex is the only one making money.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you can't do that. You know, it's like
right.
How's gonna happen? You know, like if you see like on that, you know, but you know,
GHA,
Jewelers Helping Jewelers. You know,
yep.
like people ask, you know, I'm looking for a diamond. You know, I'm like, don't you have a fucking vendor? Like you could call. Why put it on here? Like, you know, I can't.
I know one was like a 120 oval the other day, and I'm like,
right,
that's such a common stone. Like, why do we?
Yeah.
How are you not finding this right now?
Right. You know. And I think most people like want to fucking, you know, buy the cheapest one, but put the biggest margin they can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, agree.
So they don't care what they sell their fucking diamond for.
No, I think the other problem is lab grown is create such an illusion on percentage markups, like perceived value of what the markups really should be.
Yeah.
That they don't even most of. I'm telling you right now, Red, most of these stores don't even realize how good natural diamond prices are right now compared to what they were five, 6 years ago, where they were the busiest.
Yep.
So I think that's the problem is they always, they got this lab grown in their mind and they don't, you know, so they don't realize how they can actually make them a natural.
You know, like I had a guy, like the last couple of guys, you know, kids bringing their moms in. I'm like, you want a lab?
Yeah.
She goes, we're not taking lab. We want natural. She goes, so the moms are pushing this, you know. She's like, go with a smaller stone,
correct.
You know, and a better, you know, a better stone, you know. So
upgrade later.
So like, yeah, I tell
go back
them, like,
to
listen.
The tradition.
Yep. So
you know.
Yeah. So.
And that's why we've been
pushing
our trade up a lot more too, because we want people to realize that with going back, go back to natural. And everyone with lab versus natural battle was always about money, right? Well, they can spend this money and not lose and this money, even though it's going to be worth nothing. But
if
you think about it, if you invest in the right vendor that's willing to trade the natural diamond, then you don't even have to worry about losing that money or your customer losing the money.
What was it? Oh, no, honey, that was just exchange. Oh. Yeah. We just took the leather band off. Does it fit him? Is he happy? Yeah, we just exchanged, honey. Yeah. We just exchanged it. So, but yeah, it's crazy, you know. Like,
I know.
You know, I'm like, I thought, like, listen, man, it's like, you know, if that's what she wants, you know, she's just obviously looking for a bigger stone. I said,
right.
Me, you know, go for the smaller stone. You know, I'm, you know, for a better quality and, you know,
yep.
same value. But you'll be always, I said, that's what makes you happy. You know,
right.
You know, like I tell people, I said, you buy a fucking, you buy a burger at McDonald's, or you could buy a burger at a burger house.
Right.
You know, which one are you going to eat? You know,
right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
like, would you rather eat a $10 burger from a burger house or a fucking $7 fucking Big Mac? You know,
right.
But, you know,
I was going to
so,
say they're almost the cost
yeah.
of the same at this point.
Right, right. So
crazy.
Yep. So,
no,
yep.
I get it. Well,
yep.
I'm excited for you to come here.
Right.
Just let
yep.
me know. Anything else? And
okay, honey.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.